Jazakumullahu khairan to Maulana Yasin Sahib for his very thought-provoking speech. This is something that we can all take away from here and keep at the forefront of our minds and make it an objective that we do whatever we can to stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not limit our deen to just certain rituals and certain a'mal, because like our respected Maulana mentioned, a person will remain in this illusion that he is religious, that he is pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but when he comes on the day of judgment, he will realize that things will turn out much different than he thought. So we should make sure that we take this lesson back with us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and ability to bring this important lesson into our lives. Now moving on, I would like to request a student of our Madrasa Jamia Riyadhul Ulum, Ismail Ibrahim, to come forward and recite some verses of the Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Innallaha ma'as-sabirin. وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٌ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون إن الصفا والمروة من شعائر الله فمن حج البيت أو اعتمر فلا جناح عليه أن يطوف بهما وَمَنْ تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَاكِرٌ عَلِيمٌ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالْهُدَى مِنْ بعد ما بيناه للناس في الكتاب أولئك يلعنهم الله ويلعنهم اللاعنون إلا الذين تابوا وأصلحوا وبينوا فأولئك أتوب عليهم وأنا التواب الرحيم صدق الله العظيم.
جزاكم الله خيرا بارك الله فيكم.